Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But if you watch the Hawks on Bally Sports, you see my next guest routinely just working the sidelines, interviewing T.I., hanging out with all the cool people, and forgetting that she knows me. It is Lauren Jabara joining us here on A to Z. LJ, what's up?
Zeno? How are you? Honestly, earlier today on our show on Pick Flies, your British accent was on point. That was a little bit disappointing there for you. You got better in you. You really do.
I'm not bringing my A game. I was a little bit more on point this morning. You know, I had a whole bunch of work to do today, but great to talk to you. You are in Houston. Hawks get set to take on the Rockets tonight. Let me ask you, you know, starting just trying to figure out if Nate McMillan, Trae Young, the Hawks have figured out this rotation offensively, what it looks like. You could argue that they played one of their best offensive games against Sacramento on Wednesday night. They shot 60% from the field in the first half. They shot over 40% from three in the game. Might have been one of their better performances. Does it start to feel like to you that they have figured out a rotation, figured out things offensively?
Yeah, it really does. And honestly, I feel like a lot of their offensive struggles haven't necessarily, you know, been from the rotation. It's like these guys are taking normal routine shots that they would take, and sometimes those shots just don't fall. And then even Trae said a few weeks ago, he's like, yeah, these shots aren't falling. He goes, I just feel like sometimes us guys, we get to be thinking too much. We just need to get back into the gym, take a few shots, get our rhythm back underneath us. And I think that that's exactly what they did the last few weeks, especially from the perimeter. We saw them make 11 threes against Sacramento. And then on Monday before that, they also made 11 threes in that game too. So it just feels like their shooting rhythm is coming back in. And I also feel like a lot of that too, Zeno, comes from like people, I feel like, don't realize how many actual new faces are on this Atlanta Hawks team this season. I mean, you have the Holiday brothers, you have DeJounte Murray, you have AJ Griffin, you have a bunch of these guys coming in, and the rotation just needs to be learned a little bit. It's like guys learning each other's game, learning the spacing, learning the team, learning the schemes. And I feel like now this is game 19 of the season against the Rockets tonight, so they played 18 games. It feels like that chemistry is really gelling, and they're really – like, it feels like they know each other now at this point after having about 18 games now under their belt altogether.
We saw, Lauren, in the game against the Kings, you know, Nate McMillan goes a little bit deeper into his bench, or at least, you know, starts to rotate things around a little more. You get Aaron Holiday getting involved, and as well as Onyeka Okongwu, Jalen Johnson. Like, does the rotation feel like he's getting more comfortable with it?
Yeah, it really does. It really does. And I feel like finding, you know, those guys when you want to play those minutes. I know he wants to have Trae or DeJounte on the court at all times. And so I feel like the rotation with the guards has been really good. Just subbing Aaron Holiday in there, but always having either Trae or DeJounte on the court at the same time. And then it's just like these younger guys in Onyeka and Jalen and AJ Griffin, like they're really figuring each other out too. And that bench unit has been looking extremely strong recently.
She is Lauren Jabara, Bally Sports South, Hawks sideline reporter, joining us here on A to Z, 929thegame.com online and the Odyssey app. The defense against the Kings, I don't know how you want to grade it, really. I mean, you could argue that the Kings had a bad shooting night as one of the best field goal percentage shooting teams in the league and one of the better three-point shooting teams that didn't really come to fruition. But what are we seeing defensively from this team that Nate McMillan sort of is like, hey, you know, maybe we got something going here?
Yeah, I feel like that's something that Nate's really been preaching, especially since he took over for the helm of the team, 2 years ago now at this point, is defense. And then offense ends up coming from playing that defense. And against a team like Sacramento, they were literally the fastest paced team in the NBA. And so Nate said it all starts with our transition defense. it's, hey, if we get back, we play that transition defense, then we can break it out. We can make them play our pace. And I feel like the Hawks did a really good job of that, especially in the first half. The second half, it looked like maybe legs were a little tired. Guys were, you know, feeling it. And it felt like they started walking the ball down the floor at a certain point. And then both teams just were missing shots, et cetera. But in terms of the Hawks, like, their defensive spacing was awesome. And I feel like they really did a good job of keeping guys in front, making them shoot over the top. And that's something that Nate really emphasizes every single game. Hey, we need to protect the ball. We need to keep guys in front, make them shoot over the top. And then, you know, obviously if you get beat, rotate on over and create that full team defense. And he calls it, hey, we need to play defense like a fist. If one of the fingers is out of that fist, it's not a tight fist anymore. You're not going to pack a punch, right? So all five guys need to be playing strong together. And I think that's exactly what we saw against Sacramento. But also their defensive numbers in general this year compared to last season have gotten a lot better. And I think a lot of that too has to do with adding a guy like DeJounte Murray from San Antonio, defensive guy, defensive-minded first, and then also Clint Capela playing the way that he is and DeAndre Hunter playing phenomenal on the defensive side as well. That's kind of stemmed the rest of the team to do that. And then you even look at last game. Rebounding was a massive thing for this team. Like, I think DeAndre Hunter had 11 rebounds last game as if playing it at the three. So it's just you're seeing these guys step up and, you know, doing above and beyond what's expected out of them, especially on the defensive side.
Again, Lauren Jabbar joining us here on A to Z. Follow Lauren Jabbar on Twitter, at Lauren Jabbar, is here on Bally Sports South. Hawks right now fourth in the Eastern Conference. Like, we know that's the goal, for them to finish at least in the top four. It's a little topsy-turvy. We're almost a quarter way into the season. You know, Brooklyn obviously is a hot mess. Miami has been playing bad. Chicago has struggled. Toronto is 500. The Knicks are even in this whole thing. The Wizards, who nobody thought were going to be good, are above 500, and so are the Pacers. So is it too early to start looking at this thing from a big picture standpoint in the season, like, you know, hey, as long as the Hawks stay above the four line right now, we feel like we're going to be okay? I mean, is it something that you think is sustainable given the rest of what the Eastern Conference is doing so far?
Yeah, I really do think it's something that's sustainable. And we called these last nine games like the season defining nine games.
Right.
I mean, they played the Bucks twice, they played the Sixers twice, they played the Jazz, they played Sacramento. I'm missing other teams, but it was like eight straight games in a row against extremely tough teams who are in the top four, five in each conference, you know? And so they finished that really strong. They finished that stretch 5-4. I mean, if you stay above 500 against some of the best teams, you look at, and you look at those games too, like the Milwaukee Bucks, they were 8-0 to start the season, mm-hmm. and the Hawks delivered them their first loss of the season. Then against Sacramento, they're on a 7-game win streak. The Hawks deliver them a loss to end that win streak. It seems like they're really getting up and playing well against some of these good teams. And to be able to be successful in your conference and to make a run at the postseason, that's what you have to do. You have to take care of those games. Well, you have to take care of the games against teams that you are expected to win against, which is tonight against the Houston Rockets with a ton of players out. They lost 9 of their last 10. They need to take care of a game like tonight. But then we also see them get up for games like two wins against the Milwaukee Bucks, right? They split the two games with the 76ers, but then they win against a team like Sacramento. It's like they're getting wins against these teams that are the top of the conference right now, and that's what you have to do to make those moves up and stay there.
And you talk about the schedule, Lauren, as they go forward. You know, they're going to get a stretch here of games where they can really start to beat up on some teams. I mean, again, Houston, Miami struggling, Philadelphia struggling, Orlando, Oklahoma City, Knicks, Nets, Chicago. Mm-hmm. You know, over the course of the next week plus, they have a chance to sort of get fat and happy. Are they talking about, or at least is Nate McMillan addressing the idea that, you know, this is an important stretch of their season to sort of go ahead and stash some wins away now?
Yeah, and I think, honestly, like, maybe not necessarily a breath of fresh air, but at the same time, it's like they just went through a gauntlet of those nine games that I was talking about. They had the Cavs, the Raptors in there twice as well. I mean, those are the teams that I was missing out on, and the Pelicans, too, who are playing pretty well this season. And so it's been some massive, massive wins for them. But even Trae Young said after the last game, he's like, it's easier said than done to get wins in this league. You have to take it one game at a time. And he also said, since my rookie year, I feel like we've struggled taking care of teams that you're supposed to beat. So we have to take it one game at a time, lock in on that matchup, that team, not look ahead or get too hot on the game before. And he said, for us, that's going to be Houston and the guards that they have, focusing on that matchup, getting that win, and then moving on to the next game. I don't really think they're looking at it even too far out. I think they're really only focusing on tonight's game in Houston. It's a win that they're expected to get. But, you know, sometimes when expectations are there, teams play like it's. I feel like when there's a lot of expectations, like the only thing to do is to not exceed those expectations, right? So the Hawks are just focusing on one game at a time, beating the Houston Rockets, and then moving on to Sunday back at home against the Miami Heat, and then going up to Philly for the second half of a back-to-back. So they're focusing one game at a time, just taking advantage of tonight. Houston Rockets a little banged up, but they still have two strong guards on their team, and that's what Trae Young and DeJounte Murray are focusing on.
She is Lauren Jabara of Bally Sports South. Follow on Twitter at Lauren Jabara. All right, before we let you go, for those of you who don't know, Lauren is a Michigander. Right? Is that how you say it? Michigander?
Michigander, yes. You got it right.
Yeah. You know, I've been to the UP. Anyway, you got a big game coming up on Saturday. How much faith do you have in your boys in blue against the guys in the horseshoe? You see, I'm doing rhymes now. It's like the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Yeah, I like it. It's like, honestly, you're a poet and you didn't even know it.
There you go, LJ.
I don't think, I mean, I've gotten some pretty restless night's sleep this week, just because I know they focus on one game at a time. I need to take care of business here in Houston tonight, but then my mind is set noon tomorrow against Ohio State. I'm really nervous because obviously the stakes are so high for a game like this. I feel like both teams kind of know what's riding on it. I feel pretty good about my Michigan Wolverines. I know Blake Corum probably not going to be at 100% for this game, but keeping my fingers crossed that they just like give his knee a little bit of a Toradol shot. He can't really feel the pain and he goes out there and, you know, just takes advantage of the game. And I know Travion Henderson, Mayan Williams, they're both, you know, a little bit banged up too for Ohio State. So that's both teams a little banged up, but I feel like mentally they both know what's at stake with this game. Like even if Michigan loses, then I'm rooting for for Notre Dame to kick USC's butt, because then maybe Michigan can still slide into that fourth spot if they lose. I don't know how the game's going to play out. I do have faith, but I'm also a realist and know how good Ohio State and the players that they have are this season. Matchup-wise, I'm a little bit nervous. We'll see how it plays out, Zeno. I don't want to get too high. You can never get too low, right?
You already sound verklempt about the whole thing, okay? You have a job to do tonight.
Verklempt.
First and foremost, I expect some dynamic sideline reporting tonight in Houston. Bring us the best, you always do. Get back here safely. Get on your couch to watch Michigan against Ohio State tomorrow, and we appreciate your time here. Again, Lauren Jabara.
Hey, thanks so much.
Bally Sports South, catch her tonight on the Hawks and Hawks and Rockets broadcast. Appreciate it, girls. Stay safe. Thanks, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.